Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning, good afternoon, good day, whatever the heck time it is for you. It's like one of the most exciting times in the whole world. It's one of the most exciting times because people are tired of being told what to do by other people because we're all godlike. Every one of us has this amazing power to make our life better and better every day, or don't. Isn't that amazing? So, it's one of the most amazing times to be living in the history of the world. We're not like back in the days when the news traveled so slow by mule that we didn't learn that somebody had a baby until the baby was raised. You know what I mean by that? What I mean is, I woke this morning to the thought that we have electricity. And look what electricity did for the standard of living for the people. And I said to myself, and we had nanotechnology, and look what that did for the health and well-being of the people. And now we have all these people so concerned because their candidate won or didn't win or whatever, and there's those who are just so disgruntled over it. They're like literally picketing. But are they really picketing about their candidate, or is it much deeper than that? How deep can you go? How low can you swing? How high can you get that thing? I'm talking about your mind. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's Monday. It's a little too early for you to be there because you'll not focus all week long if you've already started out there. Sure, we people, we're just like every other species. We're tapped by the forces of nature. We mate, and you have playmates when they're human beings. And I'm talking about when you were little. Come on, kid, get your mind out of the gutter. Did I put it there? I like to see what you can think about. I like to test your mind to see how far it can stretch, because I know it can. Do you know? Here's the coolest part about we human beings. We can think and we can act, or we can simply react to what's going on in the world around us. And there are some people that were reacting to the news, and there were some that are acting upon the news. Because the news travels so fast now that no, a baby isn't even born yet. And we have pictures up on the internet of the unborn child. Do you realize that it wasn't that long ago when you couldn't have seen what a baby looked like until they were being birthed? And most of us didn't really want to witness that. Not really. Come on. Seriously? I mean, birthing a baby, whether it's a human being or an animal, it's the same process. And do we really want to watch all that? Not really. I would say no, but we could see the picture of the unborn child inside the belly of the mama. We could see that picture and share the joy before the baby's birth. I'm bringing up all this stuff because technology has literally changed the world in which we live. We have more things today because of the geniuses who bring us this technology than any politician can ever bring you. And we have people that are protesting, maybe not because of their candidate or anything like that, but mostly because they're tired of being held back their whole lives. Maybe they're at the age when we thought we were going to grow up and not have someone telling us what to do anymore. Do you ever feel that? Do you believe that? Could you see it? Could you achieve it? I bet if I talk to some of the aging population, they would feel like their whole lives were spent pleasing another adult. Yeah, another adult. I think we are in one of the greatest times in history, not because of an election, but because of the breakdown of the following mindset. That's right. The breakdown of the following mindset is upon us, and it's one of the greatest, most amazing times in history because we are scientifically proving the greatness of human beings. We are learning more. I mean, my gosh, there's so many geniuses out there that have brought us so many amazing things for years. And if the youth protesting, I suppose there's all kinds of people protesting. Honestly, I think if you listen to this radio show of mine, you know that I don't usually pay a lot of attention to what other people are doing unless something's brought to my attention by somebody and I think, let me just check it out. Because, see, I know that each one of us has this godlike potential. I don't care where you live. I don't care what country you're in. We have the potential to be of value somehow, some way. And when we escalate our value, life can become better. If we don't escalate our value, then, life might not be as sweet. It just might not be. So my thinking is this. We have potential because we're human beings, because we can think beyond whatever's in front of us, the surface logic, and become more. We can become more. And becoming more is simply a matter of functioning as a human being, the conscious human being that you are. I'm just like, wow, it doesn't matter what you want to function in, what you want to become good at, just do it. And no one should hold you back from that, because you're not going to do something that's going to destroy yourself if you feel like you've got the power to become more. You're not going to. A little kid that's into what they love to do may wear themselves out staying up too late to try to figure something out, but they'll go to bed eventually. The same is true for an adult. So why do we have other adults telling other adults what to do? That should be the biggest question on our mind right now. Question. Not what's for lunch or dinner. Not at what time am I going to bed. We shouldn't be living a ho-hum, doldrum life. And I listen to people talking about all that's going on right now, and I go, there's a prosperity explosion about to erupt, not because of one single person, but because human beings are breaking free from the following mentality that was needed when we lived in nature. It happened years ago, thousands of years ago, but now with technology like we have it, we're much more aware of all the things that we can be, and we want to become it. We have a desire to make a leap beyond following another human being, and the youth know it for sure. They've watched their parents and their grandparents not have the success they should have had because they worked hard and they put money away for retirement and they did all these things. You see, these youth know that there's something wrong, something fundamentally flawed somewhere, but they don't know what it is, and so they're protesting over politics. Excuse me, I think I have to sneeze. Yes, I did. Oh, that felt good. Why would anyone hold in a sneeze? Why bother? It's part of you. Let it out, baby. Let it all hang out. A prosperity explosion is about to happen. What would the conditions look like? What would be required of you to live in the land of plenty? Would it really be hard or would it be easy? I'm going to go ahead and answer these throughout today. Could a simple change of political policy change your standard of living and your medical condition? Would you vote differently if a president could set you free from paying taxes? How could that happen? Wow. Then I wrote, yes. What's the yes to? Just about anything that you want to do. Say yes to life. And today we're going to talk about ending politics, depoliticizing a nation's people. That's what those children are erupting about. Any other protesters? They're being sick and tired of the old routine of, oh, what a rut it is. Changing parties, changing parties, changing parties, and nothing changing. But they think that their politician, their candidate could change life. No, their politicians are part of the problem. But you see, they don't know that. Against what their parents were. Because they don't know that it isn't about the candidate, that it's about themselves. So, would you like to get out from under politics to gain wealth, health, and safety? We're going to talk about it the next 20 minutes. Not quite 20 minutes. How could we have a prosperity explosion in America? What would the conditions for that to happen look like? Well, let's talk about the fundamental nature of human beings. That's us. The animal with the very largest brain, with an ability to make that brain weigh more by putting stuff into it. Okay, so we have the right conditions for a prosperity explosion, each one of us. There's fundamentals in business, and they're really not that difficult. If you want to have success, you have to be of value. I think you could agree with me on that. You knew that as a child when you wanted to be the best at some competition or something you liked to do. What was that you liked to do? Think hard about that. It might give you some clues to having major success. So you had to be of value. You had to figure out the numbers. If you were the kid that did scientific formulas, you were having to break things down and get the right numbers to get the right formula. If math was your thing, you had to do that. We all need basic math, though, by the way. If you like to write, your sentences had to make sense. So the way you put your sentences together, structured them, how many adjectives and adverbs did you have to your basics of nouns and verbs? You see, someone in action. See Tommy run. Listen to Jane sing. taste Susie's good cooking. Smell Bobby's beautiful candles. The fabric Joe created. We have ways to perceive life through our senses. And when we figure out what we're good at, we're doomed. No, we're not. We're bound. We're success bound. And in America, especially, one of the most free countries, protesting won't make things better. Getting into yourself and becoming more could make your life better. When you do that, you have less chances for people to step on you because they don't even know what you're doing. So be of value. Values is a key word that all of us are capable of being. Every little infant began to do more and more, mimicking the adults, and soon figured out how to link their own thoughts to do things for themselves for success, as they created a value that no one was creating for them anymore. Voila! Wow. That's right. Prosperity explosion, lots of happiness inside that baby. Little toddler probably at the time that you really, really noticed it. The wide-eyed wonder became Superman or Superlady in their mind because of the action they took. All right, linking thoughts, being of value. Values. Now what comes into play? Numbers. How many times did we have to repeat something to get it right? We practiced in life through numbers. Whatever we wanted to learn. Oh, voila! You did that before. So can someone else. Hello? Do we really need politicians? What are they for? To slow down our prosperity? With laws, rules, regulations, and codes against us? We need to depoliticize. The baby with a parent that holds them back from trying things on their own is politicized. They are separated from their very nature of becoming more, being of greater value, and doing the numbers. How sad. Prosperity explosion. There's no heart on there. It's pretty rough. That's right. So there's a baby with freedom, and the baby creates values, linking the numbers of repetitions and things to get good at and move on to a new realm of existence. That's consciousness. And that little one becomes more conscious all the time because their parents aren't no-tries, and they expect their child not to be a no-try either. They expect the child to keep trying, and they support the child in trying, and they don't put the child down. Failures, because we get them sometimes in our learning process. I got somebody with C-U-G-D-P-T, cugdupt, ringing in my ear right now, cugdupt. What do you suppose that is? Amazing. That people can be calling me from anywhere, anytime anymore, right? Information travels so fast, just like it did for the child. The information traveling so fast. Back and forth in the head and then trying. We weren't no tries as little kids. We weren't trying to impress anyone but ourselves in the beginning. How many times do you think you tried to get up and over the rail in your crib before you got out? Maybe somebody lifted you out. Maybe you never crawled out. I can tell you this. Each one of my sons managed to get themselves out of the crib on their own because they wanted it so bad. Yeah, I bet you did too. You wanted the land of plenty. Having the land of plenty required thinking and acting greater in the moment than you did the moment before. Wow! You can see it. We can all do this, right? Doesn't know a gender, which is the only separation of our species. Hello? That's right. Hello. lovely, isn't it? That separation. Some people don't know, but that's okay. It's their choice. Again, if they can be of value to themselves and others, I love them just the same as they are. Who cares? But are we perplexed by this politicization of society? Perhaps. Yes, you could live in the land of plenty. You move beyond your crib, somehow, some way. Hopefully it was on your own. That's right. It probably was because you're so darn sharp. Maybe your parents aren't around to tell you this story. Maybe you don't communicate enough with family. Maybe that's part of our problem. Because somebody in the family tried to be the trail boss. Ew! Ladies and gentlemen, whoever said guys had to grow up and take care of the ladies? Guys, get over it. Girls, get on with it. Let's get it on. Get it on, get it on. That's right. We all have this power. So what the heck? Why would we put that pressure on our young men? Watch them grow egos over it? Or watch them be paralyzed, crippled over it? What? I got to grow up and raise a family? I got to pay for everything? What? I got to grow up and raise a family and do all that? Watch my ego grow. Fine line that we're forced to walk in a world of politics, separation. In America, come on. I said almost in Wyoming. Can't tell where I spent 50-some years, can ya? Politics was basically Democrat, Republican, and a few independents. But why would you ever pick a party? My sister proved that to me once. Why would you do that? Why do you have to align yourself with someone just because you can't vote in the primaries? Why do we really need to vote for anyone to have power over us? How can we live in the land of plenty? We teach every child how brilliant they are, and we would groom them to greatness instead of ever holding them down. I saw something where some mother was reaming her kids' ears with things they should never hear because some silly election process in a classroom where the teachers expect the children to know who they vote for. I guess they're trying to teach them early to follow someone else. It might have seemed like a cool thing because we have the right to vote in America. But how many people know enough about voting to really pick the right candidate? How many people know enough about what it takes to live in a land of plenty to know that all you have to do is be of value? Oh, yeah, little kids did it. Elevate your thinking to the next level of understanding. To become of greater value to yourself. That's right, through your numbers. And then, when you figure out what you might love to do, you begin to do it more and more, and you gain this growing happiness. And in time, you'll have prosperity. Isn't that amazing? Is it really that simple? That each one of us possesses the ability to have a prosperity explosion? Yes, it is. But when we're teaching kids to memorize random stuff, random facts even, out of context, well, let me make an airplane right now. Can you hear me folding my paper? How far will the airplane fly if you turn over the power of the engine to somebody else? That's what happens when we vote in most politicians. I don't know who Donald Trump is. I don't know enough about the guy to put my trust in him. I have to keep my trust in myself. I have to keep believing in me doing the right things for my future and doing them today. That's right. I have to do that for me. Just like you have to do it for you. Just like we need to teach every child to do that for them. And if a kid missing classes because college is continuing and they're out protesting is best for that, now I'm not going to say kid, they're young adults. If a young adult missing class over politics is going to make our country stronger. I don't see that. I see that that young adult missed perhaps a value in the classroom for a day or two that might be hard to make up. Do you ever miss too many days of school and it was really hard to catch up? But do you ever wonder what you really learned in school that made your life better? You know, the only way that the standard of living, your health, is going to get better is if a president would release the geniuses in society, the ones that think in pictures and create something really quickly. You have them in your classroom? I did. I can name a couple that were in different classes of mine. That just, boom, the teacher said something, they had their hand up because they had something going on in their head, and they shared something that was more incredible than what the teacher said. Yeah, those geniuses, the ones who bring us so many values, the ones who, you know, bring us the things in your room that we didn't create, they did. They put that value out into society, doing the right numbers, hopefully, so that their business was able to sustain itself, bringing together the right people in their business to do the same thing that that person did, to make the business grow wide. To heck with all this stuff of building to the top. That's been part of the problem in America. There's an author named Mark Hamilton. He calls it the white-collar hoax. Actually, there's several that write within that group of people. They're called the Neo-Tech Society or Neo-Think Society. And they pointed out that there's a problem. They call it the white-collar hoax. That's a belief that there's someone at the top that, let me re-explain that. The white-collar hoax exists because some person put their values into society, did their numbers, created business. Let's look at someone like a Henry Ford. Henry Ford was in business, in the automobile business. But he, and the value was the automobile, right? And he tried to build the best automobile possible. And labor was intensive. They put parts in the car. But he figured out how to do it more quickly by taking the assembly line method. It was there, but he put it into the automobile industry. And they could build cars faster, more efficient, and for less money. So we have automobiles. He touched a whole industry, and we have this ability. It won't come through politics and them setting policy. It will come from a politician, a president of a nation, turning the power back over to these geniuses in society instead of holding them back through regulation, setting them free to bring us more quickly, I should say, so that people's standard of living goes up and the values hit society more quickly. Wouldn't you rather raise a child in that environment than any other? Chances are you would. And so, should Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump, set the people free from all the burden on society, government, we could witness a prosperity explosion for all of us, each of us, because there's a special point where the values are rising as quickly as they hit the market and it's a beautiful paradigm shift. You could do that, my friends. We could do it safely. We could have wealth, health, and safety. Thanks for being with me. We'll be back tomorrow. Won't you? I'll see you then. Bring a friend. Will you? Thank you. Share my show. Could you? Yes, you could. Because of electricity and technology rising, we can get things to the people very quickly. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? The everyday people to make the world go round. That's right. Hey, I don't have to talk to you about voting. Some people think they have to. Never floats your boat.
I'm Lynn. How about you? The group you're in is a non-ruling class that are held back by a ruling class. No more. No more. Only because these youth are out there showing us something if we just pay attention. Talk to them. Instead of wondering why they're doing it, ask them what they're really searching for. Go meet the people.